neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Chodesh Adar, Rabbeinu Chida says that he quotes Harambam Zatar, that as far as the mitzvot that we have to observe in Purim, such as Machasit HaSheret, Matan Levyonim, listening to Megillah, Saudat Purim, and the fast that on Yud Gimel Ba'adar, Harav says that the most important mitzvah that one should be very cautious to overdo is Matanat Levyonim, to help the needy family, because the reason is whoever that helps the needy family, Mesameach et Shechina. And Harav quotes this from Harambam Zatzal, and also it brings Geula and Mevatel Kol Gezerot Me'am Yisrael. So instead of spending time to making baskets and going around the city and to give your friends different mishwach manot and spend so much time for the seudah and so on, try to help the aniyim. And also, Hara brings that on Purim, it's not permitted to get drunk. Lipsume, but it doesn't say lehishtaker. Because in Megillah it says, Vahashetia kadat. The beginning of the Megillah, we see that Megillah warns us that at the time that the Hashverosh served his banquet, so there's a code. It says Hashetia kadat. You know what dati means? What did dati means? You heard people say it's dati?
Dati.
Right. You know what dat means?
Judgment.
Right. Judgment, rule, discipline. Dati doesn't mean religious. One could be dati and he's sleeping. One could be dati, how he eats. So dat means according to regulation. So when it says Hashetia kadat, Chas v'Shalom doesn't mean, as the Gemara brings, the Purim, you have to lipsume bepuria. Does it mean that you should get drunk? But it means simply that you should have a little bit more drink. So if you usually don't drink, have a glass of wine. If you usually have like a little wine before you go to sleep better, have two glasses of wine. But Chas v'Shalom, you're not permitted to open a case of wine on yourself, you know, and drink. You know, that's not permitted.
One day in the year we are free.
You don't know what that is. Kadat. This is what Rabbeinu Chida brings. It says, Lifsume velo leishtaker. And also, Harav warns that the side effect is when people overdo, then Tefillat Arvit, forget it. Bikat Hamazon, forget it. It's all going to go to waste because, you know, if somebody is out of control, you know, I can say Bikat Hamazon, I can say Arvit. And the other matter here is that we have a very beautiful custom that people wear costume, Machposit. But that's only at the time of the Seudah. But you cannot look as a monkey and do your lachash. Because you cannot stand in front of the Shulchan, then you will look like a rabbit. So that's another matter that they have to be very cautious and warn also the children that if they like to wear tachposit, balmaske, and there's a reason for it, why we have such a minhag, Chas v'Shalom should not be lightheaded in such a day, as is brought, that actually this day is a very, very powerful day. It's called Shabbat Son. Why? Because everybody is busy with work of Purim, either Sauda, Mishach Manot, help the needy family, but hardly anybody is learning Torah, because everybody is busy. So actually, Purim day is almost an off day. But it's what whoever that study on such a day is the most powerful day to be, his tefillah will be accepted, and his Torah will make effect in Shamayim. Because at the time that people, they lack to do mitzvot and learning Torah, and somebody set the time to sit and learn Torah, the reward will be gained according to Kol Am Yisrael. That means he can be rewarded for Kol Am Yisrael, because everybody's busy, running around to observe the mitzvot, but you have to put some time aside to go through the Megillah, Rashi, some Mishnayot, and that could bring such a shefa and beracha, a blessing for yourself and your family and Kol Am Yisrael.
Koilani shomote, halel kohalelu ko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.